On a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer, but this free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody doing? How is every little thing out there in the ether, on planet Earth, and other dimensions and universes? Yep, it's that time again, free energy healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I'm so glad you've tuned in and decided to hang out with me for a little while. Full disclosure, before the show, I had absolutely the worst time ever getting onto this network, and I thought that maybe I would just not be doing a program tonight, but it just so happens that, yay, you know, it worked. So I'm a little bit, like, discombobulated only because I had to, like, redo the show, like, repost it or, you know, like, re-put the words in or whatever you want to call it. It was kind of a mess. So anyway, yes, we're here, we, meaning me and the mouse in my pocket as always, but we're here tonight to offer free energy healing to anyone that might need it tonight. And if you are new, and I welcome new callers as well as the old, I love to hear feedback, and I love when callers call in and let me know how they're doing. But I also get some feedback on my private website, which is always very nice too. I like to hear, you know, any progress and so on, and that just makes me smile, you know. And I think that part of the energy exchange sometimes is just that, you know. And so thank you for those who do, you know, let me know how they're doing. But for those who don't, it's okay. You know, like, it's not like mandatory or you have to, like, you know, leave me a review or do things just because I offer something. And I think that's really important to note, that I offer my time and my free energy healings, and it really is free. It's not like you are required to do anything except share your energy when you do call in, which, as I've always said, is very important to me. It's very sacred. It's appreciated, because in this world where we are taught to still, you believe it, you know, you would think in the 1950s or whatever that people are still feeling like they have to be strong in front of everyone. You know, we still have this issue today where people are afraid to admit, if that's a, I'm not even sure that's a good word, but, you know, people are afraid to show that side of them, that vulnerability, anywhere, you know, not just in public, which is super hard, I know, but also just within relationships and within the confines of their own circle. There's many that just kind of suffer in silence, and it's kind of sad, you know. But so as I digress and go on and on, my point is I appreciate the people that have that strength and courage, even if it is an anonymous thing, which is why I've done this program, is to help people without them needing to be like on video or to reveal their identity. It's so important to me, and it's come to my heart and through my helping spirits that I should be here, you know. And it's that old adage, like, if you just help one person, then that's it. You know, you've heard of this ripple effect, and I have long since thought about that, you know, that we do make deposits into the universe either way. You know, whether we do something in a quote-unquote negative way or we do something in a quote-unquote positive way, there is that effect, that ripple effect, you know, or the butterfly effect and so on, you know. So anyway, as I was saying, I am an energy healer. I've been healing my first patients were animals, and they were like strays, especially kitty cats, and they would come to me when I was a young girl, and I don't know, they knew how to find me, and I just instinctively, I guess, just wanted to touch them or think energy, if that makes sense, you know. And then I had seen a movie, which is hilarious if you think about it, but The Karate Kid, when Mr. Miyagi did Reiki, I think, I'm not sure if that is what it was, but I saw him heal Danielson's shoulder, and I was so jazzed about that. And I just, it was like a seed suddenly bloomed when I saw that. You know, I was like, wow, I knew that could happen before I saw it happen on the movie screen, you know, but it was like a thing that just lit up inside me, and I just went on and on with that. And so, yeah, energy healer. I'm also an intuitive, and I'm a shamanic practitioner. Most of my beliefs are rooted in shamanism. I believe in respect and appreciation towards every living thing. And, you know, you'd be surprised what is living, you know, in according to our beliefs, and that is that the table that we're looking at is living because it's energy, you know, and energy is always moving and free-flowing. So there's that. And if you know me long enough, you know that I go on and on and on. And if you're new, I do apologize for my this and that and the other, but it's customary for me to say my things in the beginning of the show, orientate you if you don't know who I am and what I do, And so, yeah, tonight we are giving free energy healing things out. So you could call at 516-666-9920 to get your own personal energy healing. And what that entails is basically you ask, I ask, and you just tell me what it is that you need work in. And I kind of harness the universal energy that's all around us, and I ask it to go to you for that particular thing. And that's it. It's not a very hard thing. It takes no belief from your part, nor participation on your end, except to just be calling and be willing to do what it is that I do here, you know, which is, it's not even down to a science. It's not something I could completely explain. There are a lot of healers out there. I think that it's important when you look for a healer that they resonate with you, that you're able to see samples like this on the radio or, you know, YouTube, which I have that as well. You can check out my YouTube videos and subscribe. Hint, hint, yep. But yeah, so there's not a lot involved for you, and actually not a lot involved for me either. It's just two energies working together, and in fact, the same energy that you are is the same energy that I use to help accelerate whatever it is that needs helping or healing. And I do work with healing spirits, and they are folks that have agreed to help little old me. And it's been a wonderful blast, and it's been a pleasure to be working with them. And I get other helping spirits along the way, and some of them are, in fact, definitely animals. Like lately, I have had the help of Ladybug, and she is so playful and so awesome. So, you know, you never know where that's going to go. So with that being said, yes, I see calls hanging already, and I so appreciate that. You are just the bestest. So I will get to you, first of all, after this music break. We'll do a music break. Then I just have like a little topic that I want to go over. And the topic is SO, S-O. And that's it. I'm not going to tell you what that entails just yet, but it's very simple. And I felt like that's something we have to talk about. So in the meantime, like I said, I'm going to take about 4-minute break. I will come back. I will chat a little bit more, and then I will go to the phone lines. So with that being said, thanks for being here, and I'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. We'll
you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Birdie was Tom Petty, Learning to Fly, and welcome back everyone to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you're having a most wonderful evening or whatever time of day you are in right now when you're listening to this. Me personally, it's boiling hot here. It was 100 degrees and very, very humid, and we still have, just like last week, tremendous storms going on, and it's not even like it's cooling off our atmosphere here. It is just hotter than nine kinds of hail, let me tell you what. And I apologize for that awful mimic, but it's like I can't help it sometimes. And yeah, it's super hot, and it's like I don't even know how long I will be able to withstand it. I'm up in my meditation room / office, and you know, as I've said before in my other programs, I've switched to being just in flow, where I come on when I feel like it, and you know, when I feel like the force is with me, that sort of thing. And I do feel the force is with us tonight, but the heat is pretty bad. And so I'm not saying I'm leaving or anything, but I'm just saying if I want to, I will be out of here. But so far it's pretty good, and hopefully with the air blaring and this, that, the other, you could still hear me pretty good. With that being said, yes, we are taking calls tonight for free energy healings. The number to call is 516-666-9920, and I do see the phone lines are getting full, so I appreciate that, and I will get right to you right after this little thing that I wanted to talk about very briefly. And often, now, you know, I used to do it on my YouTube channels, but not as much now. But when I'm doing my radio show, just before it, or, you know, in the days leading up to it, I sort of get this message and theme. And, you know, I do a lot of shamanic journeying where I do talk to some helping spirits, and they kind of, you know, give me heck for, you know, what I might have missed or whatever. They're always so wonderful and fun-loving, but they also kind of kick my behind when need be. And to make a long story short, if I could possibly, which I can't, but what happened is I started having this little conversation back and forth during one of my journeys with one of my helping guides, and they were all like, I was like, hey, you know, things are going well, and I'm feeling a lot more energy, and I feel like I'm getting stronger energetically, and it's, you know, so wonderful. And that client that I thought I couldn't help, I did, and I was all jazzed and excited. And basically the healing spirit said to me, so? And then that's all I kept getting was so. And now in Buddhism, the answer generally to a lot of suffering that goes on with us is also so. Like, oh, I don't feel good, so. Oh, I have a headache, so. Oh, it's hot, so. You know, and it's, oh, I did this good thing, and the answer is still so. And, yeah, I know some people are going, yeah, so buttons, remember that? But anyway, the gist of this, to me, that I'd like to share is that when we're doing things, and we're, you know, under the guise of being all awesome and altruistic and so on and so forth. So what? So? It's a humbling thing to make that your mantra for a great deal of things that we do in our lives and that we experience. It's basically so. So what? You know, and it's, I think, especially in the spiritual industry, there is this thing where if you're a leader of any kind, which you seem to sometimes become just for having abilities, there are some people, as I've said in other broadcasts, that tend to put those with abilities on a pedestal, you know, and then people tend to start thinking really large, really big of themselves as a result of such actions and as a result of their own feeling that each time they help someone and they cross an old lady over, you know, across the street, that they need to like post about it on social media, they need to draw attention to that, or they need to just generally be in this moment of, look at me, I'm just the best person out there. And I think that's when we could actually cancel the great deed out. You know, it's not to say that my word here is the be-all, end-all, but it is definitely my interpretation of what I've been feeling this week, you know. And as I was saying, in the spiritual industry, we have people who seem to be competing with one another constantly. It could be on a subconscious level, generally probably is, but there are others who, you know, they kind of listen in on others and what they do, and then they want to like critique it, or they want to do this or that, or, you know, go, my spirit's better or bigger than your spirit, and they want to puff up their chest and go, ah, I know more than that. Oh, you know, this one's doing a show, and, you know, that's not correct, because, you know, you should be sitting in a cave meditating, or else you're not as spiritual as I am, and so on and so forth. I'm using all these examples to say, so what? So what? So what, guys? So freaking what? Like, all of this. You know, it's almost like everybody's fighting over their favorite cartoon character or rock band or whatever. Like, we all have unique abilities, and the worst part of it is that we're trying to mimic another person's ability, or we're trying to belittle someone else, or we're doing this or that to prop ourselves up, and that, my friends, is not spirituality. I just don't think so, but that's my opinion too. Me saying that may not be spiritual to you, but I need to say this to stick up for the sacredness that I feel should be, you know, out there, you know, in terms of doing spiritual work. Don't freaking just say you're spiritual and go on these things, you know, with your memes and this and that, and then turn around and say that you're the best thing since sliced bread. We're all humans. We're all equal. It's an equal playing field is all I'm trying to say. Okay, and it's the answer, no matter how good you think you are, so what? So what? And that includes me too. You know, it doesn't negate me from my obligations here, but I just have to say emphatically that it's ridiculous for people to go around and have a pissing contest when it comes to spiritual work. That doesn't belong here. What we should be doing is encouraging one another. And as the saying goes, you know, and not tearing each other down. But we constantly do that, guys. We constantly do that. We constantly compete. And it's counterproductive. And it's got to change before anything else is going to change. And in fact, if we're representing what it is out there to be spiritual or to be a healer, then it's very grim. It's going to go back to back in the day when, you know, all of these psychics and healers were all shown to be phonies. You know, remember the back in the day with the fake ectoplasm and they were using cheesecloth. I mean, you may as well do it then, you know. And I have definitely spoken here tonight, and I didn't plan that. That's pretty interesting. I feel like I had to say that, and I apologize if someone listening felt like that was towards them. I don't have anybody in mind, but I see it often. I've been around this industry for a long time. And it breaks my heart that these things are going on still, you know. And as someone once said to me many, many years ago, we should be completing and not competing. And with that being said, I'm going to go to our fun portion of the show, which is let's get up and dance, shake the energy out. Let's do what we can to remove whatever it is that is affecting our energy. And right after this song, we're going to go right to the phone lines.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, with beginnings, what keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
We're up all night to get lucky.
Daft Punk and Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams, and that was Up All Night to Get Lucky. I just love all kinds of music, and there's nothing better to like clear energy. You move around, you dance, you sing. I think that's one of the most paramount things that we can do for ourselves in terms of healing, in terms of grounding. It's just spectacular. And once again, welcome back to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and thank you so much for being here and for humoring me. I do feel it's very important to voice what we feel and what we're given, you know, and I don't shy away from those things, and I don't regret it, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, yes, we're going to go to the phone lines, but the good news is I do have plenty of time here. So if you're on the fence and wondering if you should call and get your own personal energy healing, yes, you can. It's 516-666-9920, and we'll see if we can't get you. I do apologize that sometimes we run out of time, and I can't, and I know people call in even before the show starts, and I just have to go with what I'm feeling and what flow is telling me, so blah, blah, blah. With all that being said, if you're new, what I do is when I pick up the call, I say, smell the roses and blow out the candles, and I'd like to explain that a little bit because it always helps for people to understand where I'm coming from and what I mean when I say that. So when you call in and I say that, it's basically to clear energies, you know, and it's a great exercise not just to call me on the phone, but to also do it for yourself, you know, when there are times when you can't get to a meditation where you have to close your eyes and do these things. Let's say you're in a meeting and you're having a moment where it's like, oh my God, you know, what you can do is if it's daytime and the sun is out, you can ask the sun if she will take what it is that doesn't serve you in your body or doesn't serve you in your mind. So, and then from there, because I think she's always willing, but I, like I said, under my beliefs, which you don't have to take my beliefs as gospel or anything, but what I believe is we should always be asking permission, no matter what it is, whether it's a seemingly inanimate object or if it's what we would say a living thing is, we should ask permission. And so ask the sun and say, can you take this from me? And so breathe in. You smell the roses, and when you breathe out, blowing out the candles, you're breathing that out into the sun, who transmutes it and absorbs it, you know. She's very powerful, and she's very willing if you ask permission. And if you do that one simple thing, breathe in, smell the roses, breathe out, blow out the candles, and it does make a huge difference, in my opinion, in terms of energy. So, yeah, that's what I mean by that. So, with that being said, I am going to choose, let's see, area code, who am I drawn to? 720. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to breathe in and smell the roses and blow out the candles because I'm going to come to you now. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Area code 720, you're live. Hi.
Hi. I do that with my children.
How
the
are
same
you?
Thing with my- Good. I do that smell the roses and blow out the candles with my preschool. That's funny. But, yeah.
Oh, my
I
God,
to
you're
do.
Kidding. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, it does work, doesn't it? Brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So what a strange and excellent coincidence. what can I do for you tonight?
I'm feeling, I have a lot of stresses, but one thing, I'm not getting along with my co-teachers and I'm meeting with my admin. I feel like I'm worried that they're going to go gang up against me because the two of them are friends. And I'm also, my father's in the hospital. on top of that. So.
Oh, honey, yeah. I'm sorry. What is it serious for your father, or what's going on with him?
Yeah, it's pretty serious. He's he's in his 90s. He's like in his mid 90s. So he's dehydrated. Oh. He's not eating or drinking, and his kidneys, and I don't know. If he doesn't eat or drink, he's not gonna get better. Yeah.
Of course. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I mean, I guess, and it's hard to really say anything to comfort someone that is going through that, you know, but I love the idea that, you know, he's in his 90s, like that sounds like he's had a very long life, you know, and that's maybe something, you know, the silver lining there, you know, that there's beauty in that.
I live in Colorado, and I moved here, like, I think it's 9 years now, and I haven't been able to get back there because of financial difficulties, and I haven't seen him in a long time, and COVID. I think actually I was going to go back and then COVID hit. So, I miss him. I haven't even got to see him. So.
Oh, sweetie, yeah. I totally understand, and I wish that I can do more for you in that regard, you know. But I don't think I can console you or do anything. And really, I think that sometimes when we take these situations where you're on the radio and in public, and for me to come and speak from my ego to say anything is probably not even the right thing to do, you know. So I'll just say that I understand and I hear you, and the universe hears you too, you know. And there's your father, parts of him can also understand and hear you. That's what I believe anyway, you know. So on that end, that's what I could say. But so you sound like you have a lot of anxiety. So is this what we can work on?
Relationship wise with my coworkers, I don't know. I know that's a, I think it's a past life issue is what I was told.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
it keeps reoccurring, like this kind of situation. Like,
You keep meeting the same kinds of people with the same situations?
Yeah.
And so they will say that these are lessons that we have to learn, right? That's usually what people say. They say, well, if we keep meeting the same kinds of people, we're going to need, it's a lesson. But then again, I don't know if always that's true. You know, I don't know if it's always because you have to learn the lesson. It may be that some of the people need to learn lessons from you. You know, it doesn't always have to be where you're in a place of you're always the student. You can also be the teacher in these situations, you know. Mm. And sometimes it's tough, right? I mean, and that's the thing there, you know, we have responsibilities sometimes as teachers. And that's funny because you said you are a teacher, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah. So I invite you to look at it from a different perspective, such as that one, you know, where I don't even feel that it's, you know, I don't like to place blame on people right away and go, well, this is your fault. It's part of your contract and this and that. I mean, it's not always the case. And I just want you to think of that, and maybe that changes the energy right there. You know, a thought is as strong as anything. I can't help in terms of how they behave. I don't, you know, manipulate people or situations, but I can help with my energy work. I can offer you and energy healing, which is what we do here. And it will help with the anxiety and maybe to shift a little bit of our thought of the thought patterns that come up as we get jaded sometimes from meeting these kinds of people, you know, where we feel against the wall and taken advantage of and so on and so forth. But sometimes we're attracting it because we're expecting it too. You know what I mean? So I suspect you're a new caller, right?
Yes.
It's like you've never heard me work before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and work on all those things, and you're not required to do anything where you don't have to, you know, do any mantras or hop up and down. You just want to get comfortable, and if you want to close your eyes, you can. And I'm just going to close my microphone and do energy work for you. And that basically that what that entails is I harness the universal energy, and I ask it to work inside your energy and your body and your mind. And then I come back and see how you're doing. So
if that feels
like something that you would like, I'm happy to do that right now for you.
Yeah, I just have so much anxiety, like, about it. Like, I just need to feel better, you know?
Yeah.
And that one, I can't do anything with my dad, but I feel like the anxiety piece of it, like, with those girls, I just feel like I can't help.
I'm going to do the best I can, but with the caveat of saying that the universe meets us halfway and then you have to meet the other half, right? So let's see what I can do for you. You just sit back and relax, and I will come back and see how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
So just hold on. All right, my friend. How are you feeling now?
Thank you. I'm feeling a little better. I mean, I definitely felt like that comment you made about, like, how it's not always my lesson, that maybe I'm there to teach them something was interesting perspective that I haven't thought of. So that one, I think it did help. That one, that comment did definitely help. So, yeah,
good.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah.
Okay, and so, I mean, oh gosh, people. All right, so we are going to just move right along, and we do have plenty of time yet. I do see a lot of callers, like, and that happens when I start the phone lines. All of a sudden, people are like, oh, okay, I'm going to call in, and they're lining up. But, I'm trying to get through as many as I can, and I just pick who I feel drawn to. So let's do area code 443, and I'll ask you to smell the roses and blow out the candles, and I'm going to come to you now. 443,
hello.
Live. Hi there.
Hi. My name is Suzanne.
How are you doing tonight? Hi, Suzanne.
I'm doing great. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's been very interesting.
I know, right? I try. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I would love to get rid of anything that is not for my greater good.
That's a beautiful statement. That is amazing.
Thank you.
So you just did that right now. I think, you know, words are very powerful. And, like, you just met the universe halfway by just saying that, you know. But if you'd like to, what do you think, if any reason, like, why do you feel that you have these things? Or are there any symptoms?
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm finding is I've been told that I am going to be able to communicate with spirit very soon, and that I have some blockages that are preventing me from, like, remembering my dreams or different things like that. I've been working very hard on meditation and trying to, you know, working on remembering my dreams and stuff like that. So I just thought that this would be an interesting thing to explore, see if I can get some of those blockages removed that's going to help me communicate with spirit more quickly.
Absolutely. And it makes sense, but of course, I would love to say that sometimes people, they use this one-size-fits-all Band-Aid, and they use these generalized statements or blanket statements, and they say, well, you know, you're blocked, you know, and they just say that. And we, we as people that are listening, we can take it as truth when sometimes it might not be, you know.
Yeah.
And so I just want to bring that to you that sometimes people plant.
Well, if I don't have any, then I'm even happier.
No. Well, I'm just saying that sometimes people plant seeds that aren't necessary, you know, and in fact, that causes the block more than anything else. Do you know what I mean? I just want people to be more responsible with what they're putting out there to others, you know. So with that being said, though, as far as your dreams, some people don't remember dreams, and it doesn't mean that they don't have ability either. You know, you don't have to have psychic abilities. You don't have to have dreams in order to have psychic abilities, you know. And so I just want to offer you, just like the last caller, a different way of thinking, you know, about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I do tend to channel sometimes when I talk here. But I feel so when I ask you about symptoms, like besides someone telling you that, what is it that you feel is blocking you, if anything? Like, is there something that you're unable to achieve that you want to achieve?
Well, when I meditate, I try to really visualize what they're saying, and I feel like I'm not doing a good job with that, that I'm kind of weak at that.
Okay. And that, I hate to be like so logical, you know, we're doing this beautiful energy work, but I think it's important, it's like a part of healing as well, is to really tell the truth about things, you know, and I think that you may not be able to meditate because you have a different way of doing things. Like everyone talks, or visualization.
Yeah.
Like some people aren't very good at that. And then they kind of get told to do it a certain way that they can never do. Right. And so I'm fine with whatever I can do.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever I'm going to be able to do. I just don't know what that is yet.
Well, have you looked at mediumship? Because you feel
that. Like, yes, that's what I want to. I would love to be an evidential medium.
Well, you certainly, in my opinion, which is just mine and my feeling, like you have that vibration very much so. You know, like that's.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like you, I think maybe there was, talk about a block, I think parts of your life, you have experienced some things and you're just like, no, but that, like spirit's been talking to you for a long time, in my opinion. Like you have your light on for them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wish they could be a little louder.
I know. It's not, it's so weird though, because it's not like the TV tells us or like the movies. It's not so blatant all the time. And we just have to get good at honing in on what it is they give to us. Because each person works differently. You know, we all, it's like if I heard something, that might be my way of talking to the dead. And if you felt something, that might be your way. You know, more of a feeling than, you know. So, I don't know. There's a lot that you can do. And even in terms of meditation, look at other things like binaural beats or the Rife machine, like Royal Rife had these different frequencies that help people to meditate and do, like, there's other things like sound meditation. And,
I've done that. Yeah, I've been doing that one with the nature vibration, where it's like 43 megahertz or whatever it was. I forget. I looked it up.
Awesome. See? And that's what you have to go by, what you're led to, you know, and it does sound like there's no pun intended, like sound is, it might be more of your thing, you know? So,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know if energetically I need to do anything for
really,
you.
I'm doing
and
okay.
I'm sorry. Like you're,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good with that.
I think I should try.
Yeah.
No, I know. I get it. And we're told all these things by the you know, the trends of the day, you know, the spirituality uh-huh. that we're hearing about, that we have these blockages and we need to remove them. Like, it's all this rigmarole for stuff that's not even it doesn't even apply to a person, you know, individually. It's more of a blanket thing. So I would suggest that you just go within yourself and find what resonates with you, not what other people are doing and stuff like that. Like you can absolutely do this, but if you're being led by just the general thing, like you might get discouraged and think that you don't have the ability because you're not working like the other people are. And that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a shame.
Right.
I think you're very connected. I think that you absolutely can do this if you just go within, go with your own heart, your own gut, and I don't know. I just feel that really strongly.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. You have a great night.
Yeah.
All righty. I just loved her. Great energy. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate everybody that calls in because it's always like something different. And, you know, I just love to reiterate, though, that it's so important that no matter what my belief is and no matter what I'm saying, like, we've got to go with our own intuitions, our own instincts, and stop going by these books that were written a long time ago, you know. And I don't mean that about the last caller. I just mean that, as I've said many times before, you know, I used to do a lot of reading shows, and one of the reasons I stopped is because I didn't feel like I can make that deep of a difference, you know, with the limited amount of energy that I have to work with, you know, where, and then the guidebooks about, like, if you don't do it this way, then you're doing it wrong. You know, people are constantly, it goes into play about what I was saying earlier about the whole industry in general, how they just sit around and critique one another, you know, and say you're doing it wrong. You know, everybody is following just certain figureheads, you know, or the most popular opinion about what it is that we need to do to connect, or what it is that we need to do to heal others or ourselves. And we're not finding the answers, and we're continually stuck in spirituality without any progress because we are not using our own intuition anymore. We need to go within, and we need to absolutely find those answers on our own. We could find little leads here and there and read some books and talk with some friends and so on, but at the end of the day, it's all about you, your own direct experience, and that's what shamanism is all about, by the way. But I don't know. I could go on and on, but I have such a soapbox under me today. I just don't know why, and I apologize if that's seemingly out of character for me on this particular program. But as I said before, I think that another component that's missing in the healing genre in particular is truth. You know, we don't have to be so subdued and wishy-washy and so unsure of our own choices and looking to others and so on. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. So let's go to the next caller. and I will ask you to smell the roses and blow out the candles. And I will go to area code 504. Okay, so get ready, my friend, and I'm going to come to you right now.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. You told me to call back. I called you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, about people
uh-huh.
at work bullying me. And I don't know if you remember, but one lady was, like, making up stuff, like assault charges and all that. And
she didn't stop. Yeah.
Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
You said I was halfway out of there.
Yeah.
It was true. I didn't want to hear what you said about that. You know what I mean? Because you're like, what am I going to do for a living? But it was funny because it was two things I had to do if get out of there. And last Wednesday, this one lady's item that was kind of hanging, I wouldn't have left without it. I was like, oh, good, this is here. So I processed her order, went to lunch, and then they were like, you have to get out or we're going to, you know, literally take you out. And it was weird because I said I couldn't go unless these two things were done, and they were done, like before lunch. So it was really weird, you know. Go ahead.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you, but if I remember correctly, now that my memory is coming, you were my healer friend, right?
Yes,
you were wondering
yes.
if you were a healer. Aha, gotcha. Okay, go ahead, keep going, because that's cool. This is how the universe works, right?
I know, and I was like, oh, I can't leave until this is done. I can't leave until that is done. And you had said, well, you're, like, pretty checked out. And then I was like, you know what? When I went back to work, I was like, you're so right. Like, my energy was pulling out, and I didn't realize that, Matt. And it's funny because that was Wednesday, and at first I was, like, almost stunned. Like, I didn't know what to do. And everybody was like, get an attorney because they're falsely accusing me of stuff. And I really don't want to, but I know maybe I should. You know what I mean? Because this lady's just going to bully somebody else. And, I was doing a lot of stress relief, like massages, sound healing. And, you know, I was like, oh, I should go do a sound healing. And I checked myself. And I was like, what? I really don't need it right now. That's how affected I was. It's so weird. And then I went from feeling so guilty and going over some stuff they had accused me of. And, like, maybe, like, 1/10 out of 100 was correct. But I didn't see myself that way. And then when I got out, I was going over some work, and I'm like, it was so minuscule what they were accusing me of that I was like, oh, my gosh. There was nothing wrong all along, because I did feel like maybe there is something wrong with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It's not you. It's not
you.
Yeah,
it's the whole place.
Yeah,
but it's
and,
so weird.
You know,
it messes with your mind so much.
I know. And the thing is, when you don't belong somewhere, you might, like, I could see, you know, like if you pick up a cat and their nails get into the rug and they pull on that rug, they don't want to go. But eventually we're going to get that cat out of that rug and he's going to go, you know. And that's what the universe does, right?
that was me, but I was kind of unconscious. I mean, I was conscious but not conscious, because I was like, well, I don't want to leave this woman hanging. I don't want to do this. And I had, I realized, oh, my gosh, that was like minutes before they told me. So my contract finished. But, like, I mean, it moved fast.
Wow.
It moved.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm still kind of like weirded out.
Of course. And then there's always, you know, what next and this and that. I understand all that. But I feel really happy for you. I feel the freedom in your energy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the other anxieties that have now been created. You know, you kind of exchanged really heavy stuff for stuff you can hold a little better right now. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I think that you will have more projects, or if that's not the right word, like there's more work for you, for sure,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
But better for you, you know, better for your energy and for your flowing, your flow, you know, which is important to
mm-hmm.
be in when we're, as human beings, like we have to like really be in our own pocket, in the pocket of the free-flowing thing. You know, like I'm trying to explain, it's not easy to put into words, but like when we're in harmony, oh, there's the word, you know, with what we're doing for work and how we have time for other things that are most important in our hearts, like that's
uh-huh.
the best way to be able to live, you know, like, and I think you're really close to that now, you know, it's just,
uh-huh.
Now you can choose things. You know, I think you do have time
yeah.
for that, but yeah. Mm.
It was like something heavy was taken off of me because I'd get home and I'd just sit there. I couldn't even move. Like I couldn't, like, you know, organize or, you know, just do anything other than think about how horrible it was.
Right,
but
right, and you
were
right.
drawn
very
to me.
Consumed by it. I know.
Consumed,
I understand.
A good word.
And it's like I said to another caller earlier, you know, it's sometimes it's not a you thing, you know. It's not always because it's, you know, your destiny, your fault. It could be those people needed to learn. Regardless of you leaving, like, you impacted them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you did make a change for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be as apparent as you'd like it to be at the moment, but this is all about due time. Like, the universe makes no mistakes, but she does take her sweet-ass time sometimes with, you know, the whole picture. We, you know? So
yeah,
don't worry
no,
about
somebody
that.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody else got some of the same, and she had to stand up for herself, and everybody's like, you're so strong. You kept, you know, you were strong. And so that's why that was the only thing I had a little bit of guilt, like, did I finish the assignment? You know, did I do what I was supposed to do? And it was really like a negative portal in the spot that it was in even, you know, like I just hope
yeah.
I did everything I was supposed to do because I don't want to do it again.
No, and you did, because there's no other option here. That you're done, right? I mean, you're done with that situation. And you said earlier that, you know, you might want to litigate or whatever, but honestly, and you
mm-hmm.
I think you know that. It's like you don't want to you are done with that. You don't even have to go there and add more.
I don't want
yeah.
to. I don't want to.
No.
I really don't. My family's pushing me. My you know, I worked for another lady. We were vendors. She wants me to do it. Even the store manager wanted me to do it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is just not who I am, you know. I believe the universe will take care of this.
Absolutely, and it will. But also, people are so willing to tell others what to do. And then, like,
mm-hmm.
because they're not doing it themselves. Like if they were in your shoes, it may not be so easy to say, oh, you do that. I don't care for
people.
Oh,
they were still telling me to fight.
They tell others what to do. No, no.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I? It was funny because you were just like, you're half out. And I was just like, you were correct. I really was half out of there. which bothers me because your body is still going there, but your energy isn't. That's really weird, you know? It's almost like I was misplaced.
Yes. And I'd like to explain that. No. No, it's just like with energy work or healing work or anything. I feel like the energy, like in shamanism, when we do work with people, we see them, you know, let's say well, in a different dimension, let's put it that. Like, let's say, but that it's like it's only energetically that we see them at their best. And
yeah,
that
I do
work
that a lot.
The work that we do energetically does not catch up with the physical. Like, for instance, let's talk about a broken arm. Not that I would fix a broken arm in a moment, but like if I saw a broken arm and I imagined it energetically fixed, energetically that arm is already fixed, but the physical still has to do that physical healing. So it's the same
3D,
idea
yeah.
when like, when you're not somewhere energetically, it's not because you're like in another dimension or, you know, lost in space.
Like
it's more that your energy, I know, but your energy is more like, it's just that is already out the door, not you as a person, but this energy is out the door and it's just waiting on you to follow, you know, that's what I saw.
That's what yeah, it feels like I can think again. It feels like I'm me again. It's a very odd feeling to describe.
Aww.
Waiting out the door is actually pretty perfect.
That is awesome,
That's
though.
Pretty good.
I am so happy for you. And I know it's not all roses and sunshine, but, you know, this is a huge – I feel it, too. So I'm like, thank you so much for calling and letting me
know.
Yeah, I wanted
to let
sometimes
you know.
It means a lot to me. Sometimes I talk to people, I never know how they're doing, and it's so special to me to know, you know. So thank you for that. That's amazing.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. I just wanted to, you know, I feel better. I feel better already. So thank you. Thank you. Now I'll know when I feel displaced that it's just not for me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, I just wish you the best, and I would love to hear
Thank
from you.
You
again and see what else you've gotten into, you know, some good stuff.
I sure will.
You know?
I sure will. Move fast this time, but
awesome.
It might be a little bit longer. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All good. Okay. Have a great night. All right.
You too.
Thank you so much. And that is just amazing. That's what I mean. Like sometimes you get that beautiful feedback, like just to know that somebody is doing better. It just makes me so happy. So thank you for that. And I appreciate everybody for being here and for calling in and for, you know, offering your energy and showing your vulnerabilities and even your different points of view, different attitudes, different energies. It all matters. And it's very, very cool and important to me. But I, speaking of cool, I'm pretty much boiling, and I made it pretty far into this show, you know, with only a few minutes to spare. So what I'm going to do is get out of Dodge, and I will be back sometime next week. Be sure to follow me on this platform if you would like to, or go to facebook.com/JennySatori, S-A-T-O-R-I. I'm getting really hot here. And you can follow me there, and I don't really advertise. I just post the show like 10 minutes before, and so you can get notified of that. But otherwise, have a wonderful evening. I'll see you next time. Good night.
Here I am again in this mean old town. And you so far I just can't see.